What'd you find stretched across the corners of the room? Maybe when it hadn't been clean, you'd back into it. You'd always have to get it off you real quick.
Cobweb.
Okay.
Spiderweb, cobweb.
All right. Now, about the trees you might have right here, can you tell me some of the types of trees?
Well, we had various types of pecan trees. We had, this area here is known for several grafted types of pecans. For instance, the Lewis pecan originated here.
Yeah.
The original sly pecan, or the paper shell pecan, it originated here.
Well,
did
you ever have the kind you tap for syrup or?
Maple trees?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have any maple trees.
What about the kind of tree with broad leaves? Used to all shed at one time. It was white, had a white scaly bark.
Birch?
No. Sycamore?
Well, sycamore, yeah.
Yeah, those.
And sycamores, oak trees, live oak, red oak, you know, white oak.
Okay.
Then we had pine trees, and we had long short leaf pine, and we had the willow trees. We had
the
China bear trees.
State tree here is the
magnolia.
Okay. And what kind of bushes would you have that bloomed maybe?
We had camellias and rose bushes, and we had japonicas. We had crepe myrtle, cape jasmine, and
do you have any kind of laurel or?
Oh, well, we had different kinds of fern, you know, and stuff like that.
What about that kind of shrub? It was real tall, and it got real red in the fall. People used to use it to tan leather with. It was poison to some people. Did you ever hear of that? Sumac? It was poison. You ever hear of sumac?
Sumac?
What about the other kind of poison bushes or stuff?
Well, live oak.
Live oak poison?
Not live oak. Poison ivy.
Poison ivy, okay.
And, I think the oleander bush is supposed to be poison.
Really?
Yeah, and,
okay. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says, I have to ask my
husband.
Did you ever have any other names?
Old man.
Okay. All right, and the man would say, I approach my
wife, an old lady.
Old lady. Okay. Now, a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
All right. Okay. Now, your father and your mother together are called your
parents.
Alright. Do you ever have any names you call your grandfather and your grandmother?
Yeah, we, on my father's side, we call them Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay.
And on my mother's side, we call them Papa and Mama.
Alright. What about a pet name for a child, or a name a child's known by just in the family? Do you have a name for that, if you call it?
Like the baby of the family, or?
Yeah. Say it's a
cute little trick, or?
Okay.
Cute little rascal.
Alright. Now, something on wheels, you put the baby in, it'd lie down, you know.
Carriage.
Baby carriage. What would you say? You would put the baby in the carriage, you'd go out and
stroll it.
Stroll it? Okay. You're going out with the baby that.
They had the baby carriage, and then they use the word stroll it, and then the first thing you know, they come along with the stroller.
Yeah.
You know, for the baby.
Okay. Now, how would you speak of your children? How would you say your children range in age?
Youngest and oldest.
Yeah, okay. Well, you'd say, did you ever speak maybe of their emotional maturity? Maybe one was more
mature, you know, one was more
than the other. One was more
grown up.
Okay. All right. Now, your children are your boys and
girls,
and you have your sons and your
daughters.
Okay.
And they all call kids.
Yeah, right. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you used to send for was
midwife.
Midwife. Okay. And when a woman is pregnant, you used to say she's gonna have a
child. In a family way.
In a family way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard folks have said that to me, a couple of folks.
In other words, you wouldn't say pregnant. Pregnant was a dirty word.
It was?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. You know, it's a, she's in the family way.
Okay. Now, if a boy and his father had the same appearance, you say the boy
looked like his daddy.
Okay. He's
a spitting out.